Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
If somebody die and you don't ever have a funeral, people will say, I didn't have closure because we didn't put them away. Yeah. I need closure. Yeah. The burial is the closure that say this life is really over. So they buried Jesus, put him in a tomb, put a band of soldiers out there to guard the tomb, to keep the disciples out, to keep them from stealing his body. But I'm going to tell you something. They needed more than a band of soldiers to keep God out of there. Them soldiers could have kept them disciples out of there, but they couldn't keep God. God walked right through the tomb. And he's alive again. The stone's been rolled away. He's alive again. I can hear the angels say, he's alive. Jesus is alive. The stone's been rolled away. Hallelujah. That's what we're celebrating today. You can go to Muhammad's grave. You can go to Buddha's grave. One day you'll be able to go to Mr. Moon's grave. You can go to Hare Krishna's grave. But you go to Jesus' grave and they say, this is where he was. He's no longer here. There's no place with a headstone on it. I'm going to tell you, there's a throne of God in heaven where he sits at the right hand of the throne of God. He rose again. He is alive. They can show you where he was. We think he was here. But he's seated on the throne. He rose with all power and authority in his hand. When he got up, he stripped the devil. When them 3 days, let me tell you, he was taking care of business in that underworld. He was stripping the devil of his authority and his power to harm the human race. That's why anybody on the face of the earth today can be saved, and there ain't a thing in the world the devil can do about it. All he can do is try to talk you out of salvation and try to talk you out of not making a commitment. But he can't stop you from receiving Jesus because his power has been broken. His power has been undone. He has been broken down and he can't be fixed. Jesus dealt a death blow to him. Put his foot on his head. He ain't never recovered from that. He will carry that bruise for eternity. And one day he'll be cast into the lake of fire. He's defeated. That's why you shouldn't be overcome by the devil, because Jesus paid the price. I think I answered two questions, didn't I? Why he came? What did he go to the cross for? What happened there? I told you that. Jesus was our substitute, took our place. The cross was a place of exchange. We received life for death, blessing for cursing, healing for sickness and disease, peace for fear, freedom for bondage and slavery. The cross was a place of redemption. Jesus paid the price for our freedom by shedding his blood, giving his life for us. He gave his life as a ransom to deliver you from the pit. In fact, Isaiah 35 says, he gave his life to deliver you from the pit, so that we could have everlasting joy and gladness, sorrow and sighing flee away. God traded Jesus' life for ours because we were precious to him. We have been ransomed and redeemed from the hand of those who were too strong for us. The day I got saved, I admitted. I say, Lord, I've been trying to whip sin in my life. I can't do it. I say, the devil too strong for me by myself. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, he's just too strong for me by myself. I can't beat him. I need help. I was tired of him running my life, but I had no power to deliver myself. I had tried everything I could in my own human strength to break the power of sin, and I couldn't. But the day I made Jesus the Lord of my life, let me tell you, the power of sin was broken, and I was forgiven, and I started to live again. I came alive. Oh, I'm going to tell you, I came alive that day. I got saved. I started living. Jesus is alive. Is Jesus really alive? Let me tell you, he really is alive. Jesus' resurrection demonstrated God's power over death, the grave, and hell to redeem us from our sin. Jesus was raised from the dead by the power and the glory of the Holy Spirit. In the resurrection of Jesus Christ, God executed judgment on Satan, stripping him of the power of death and making it possible for every human being to be released from the captivity of sin, giving them eternal life and a brand new life on earth. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. Jesus is not dead. He's alive. Right now, he's alive. He has the power to redeem you, set you free, heal you, and save you. If you'll let him, his kingdom will never end. He is the only hope of salvation. I'm declaring the good news to you today. See, isn't this all good news? Some would say, Pastor, this is almost too good to be true. But I'm going to tell you, it is good. It is so good, it is true. Tell your neighbors, it's so good, it's true. You know, we've been conditioned to believe that things that sound too good just can't be true. I'm going to tell you, when it comes to the gospel, it's so good, it is true. Amen. Tell your neighbor again, say, it's so good, it's true. Is he alive? Yes, he's alive. Let me give you four proofs that Jesus is alive. We have the testimony of angels who said, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen as he said. We have that testimony, don't we? We have the testimony of angels who declare that Jesus is alive. He's not dead. Then we have the testimony of eyewitnesses who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. They were handpicked witnesses who would bear witness to the fact that Jesus was no longer dead. And for 40 days, Jesus appeared to them on the earth, explaining to them things relating to the kingdom of God. And then he told them, go in Jerusalem and wait until you receive power from on high. Don't go anywhere. Look at Acts chapter 1. Verse 2, it says, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which I told you about. For John baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days from now. And you shall receive, verse 8, and you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. Who were those two men? They were angels. Which also said, these angels speak, you men of Galilee, Why stand ye gazing up into the heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. So this angel said, not only is Jesus gone to sit at the right hand of God, but the angel announced that he's coming back again. He is coming back again. So we have the proof here of men and angels. The third proof is the proof that the Holy Spirit offers with signs, wonders, miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost. There are things that God does that cannot be explained by the natural mind. Amen. And the Holy Spirit gives witness to the resurrection of Jesus. He bears witness with the spirit of men that Jesus is alive. And then God works miracles among us. How many of you ever had a miracle? How many of you ever received a miracle? I have. I know Jesus is alive. The final proof I'm going to give you. We have the testimony of the Lord Jesus himself. Actually, I'm going to give you two more witnesses. Revelation 1:18-19. I am he that liveth and was dead. This is Jesus' own testimony. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. I'm going to tell you who's in charge around here. Jesus is in charge. You may say, well, he's doing a bad job. No, he ain't doing a bad job. He's doing everything just like he want to do it. Amen. All the bad in this world come from Satan. Jesus is doing an excellent job. Outstanding. Because he's saving anybody that want to be saved. You just have men that don't believe, that allow Satan to continue to work. When people don't believe the gospel, it allows Satan to continue his work. When you don't believe the gospel, you allow the devil to continue his work in you. He just keep on working in you. If you don't put the one that can stop him, if you don't believe, then the devil just keep on working in you. So you can see why there's a lot of evil in this world, because there are men whose hearts not submitted to God that allow Satan to keep working. So don't tell me God's doing a bad job, because he's not. All the suffering in this world is because of sin. Satan is behind all the pain and the suffering. But Jesus did something about it. And we have the responsibility to tell the world that they don't have to suffer. They don't have to be lost and broke down and beat up and in poverty and diseased and depressed and live a sad, grieving life. It's our job to preach this gospel to the world, to tell the world the good news that Jesus is alive and he did something about your situation. If you're bound, you don't have to stay bound. If you're sick, you don't have to stay sick. If